Good morning. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver, Canada. And this is Classical Chaos. I'm Marguerite. Now on today's program, some Beethoven, some Barber, some Dvorak, and of course, yes, some oboe music. But we're going to begin with some lovely music for flute, written by C.P.E. Bach. Now, he was the second son of J.S. Bach, and in his own right was a very respected composer and musician. He was a very intense performer, so much so that it is written that musical historian Charles Burney witnessed a performance and wrote, "His eyes glazed motionless knee, his lower lip sagged, and his spirit seemed to be concerned only with satisfying its passion, the music." Now, this passion is reflected in his flute concertos and is quite evident as well, as you're going to hear this morning, in a performance by Stephen Preston. Here he is, joined by the members of the English Concert, with Trevor Pinnock directing. Thank you. The opening allegro, music by C.P.E. Bach, that was Stephen Preston on the transverse flute, and he was joined by the members of the English Concert, with Trevor Pinnock conducting. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver, Canada, and this is Classical Chaos. And we're going to continue now with some music by Beethoven. His Piano Concerto No. 3 in C minor was composed back in the 1800s and performed on April 5th of 1803, to be specifically exact. And the composer himself was the soloist. And listen to this. What a great concert. One I would have loved to have been at. It also included Beethoven's Second Symphony and the Oratorio Christ on the Mount of Olives, which were all premiered that day. What a great show. This morning, you get a great show as well. An impeccable performance by Murray Pariah on the piano, and he's joined by the members of the Royal Concertgebouw Orchestra. We're going to take a listen to the second movement, the Largo, from Beethoven's Concerto for Piano No. 3.
Thank you.
What a lovely performance. You heard Murray Pariah, who's joined by the members of the Royal Concertgebouw Orchestra, with Bernard Haitink conducting. That was the Largo from Beethoven's Third Piano Concerto in C minor. And you're listening to Classical Chaos here on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver, Canada. And this morning we seem to be moving up centuries of composers. We started with the letter B. They seem all to be programmed that way this morning. We had some Bach and now some Beethoven. And now we're going to find ourselves in the realm of the American composer Samuel Barber. Barber actually did it all in writing. He wrote for orchestral, opera, choral, and piano music. And it is written that probably no other American composer has ever enjoyed such early, such persistent, and such long-lasting acclaim. Now, you may be familiar, it's one of my favorite pieces, for his Adagio for Strings. That's a hit to this day. But some interesting notes, he also received a Pulitzer Prize twice and numerous other accolades. But in later years, there were some tough patches. We all go through them. He had depression, isolation, and some alcoholism. But he did persist and continued to write throughout until he was the age of 70. And some lovely music that he did. Now this morning we're in for a great treat. Some samplings from a fantastic double disc of the complete songs of Samuel Barber, featuring two phenomenal singers, Cheryl Studer and Thomas Hampson. Let's take a listen.
Upon the fair, the bride rules. bears me to thy doors, my love, tossed by the storm of hopes and fears. Cold blows the blast of aching love, but be thou for my wandering sail.
Thomas Hampson, and before that, Cheryl Studer. Those were some selections from the complete works of a double set disc. It's a little passe to say that, but great music from Samuel Barber's Complete Songs.
I faced it. I have Alzheimer's disease.
My diagnosis has let me get on with my life my way.
The more we learned about my grandfather's dementia, the more we could face the future and make plans.
My husband, Tom, and I spoke to our doctor right away.
I have Alzheimer's, but it doesn't have me.
I faced it.
So can you.
For more information about early diagnosis, visit alzheimer.ca.
This is my life. I wake up in the morning, I eat, I sleep, I shit.
Breakfast with the Browns.
So whatever it is, but I never shut it off for 5 minutes.
I can't wait to impress my friends with my astounding knowledge of cool.
Join your favorite Brownsters and tune in and listen to the best selection of down-tempo electro-pop lounge core.
Strictly Squaresville.
Remember, subtle, basic, Brown.
Breakfast with the Browns
on CITR 101.9 FM every Monday morning
from 8 a.m. to 11 a.m.
The older I get, the more life starts to make sense and the less I care.
Now we're riding the rainbow, the clouds big, and we're making it back young. Now we're riding the rainbow to Cloudsville, and we're making it like you. Now we're riding the rainbow to Cloudsville.
And you are listening to CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver, Canada. I'm Marguerite. And we're going to continue with the artistry of the talented violinist, Anna Kiko Myers. Now, she was born back in 1970 and has toured and collaborated with orchestras and some of the best around the world, including the likes of Il Divo, Chris Botti, and Wynton Marsalis. She also performs on two exquisite violins, the 1730 Stradivarius violin, also called the Royal Spanish, as well as the 1697 Stradivarius called the Molitor, which she purchased in October of 2010. Forget this, $3,600,000 US. That was the highest recorded auction price for any musical instrument in history at that time. Now, this comes from one of her earlier recordings. We're going to hear a beautiful romance by Dvorak. Here's the romance for violin and orchestra. What a performance. It kind of makes you feel like you're floating in the air. That was violinist Anna Kiekemeyer's and Dvorak's Romance for Violin and Orchestra. And you're listening to Classical Chaos here on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver, Canada. I'm Marguerite. And it is the time I'm speaking of oboe music time. Today's the music by Joseph Fiala. Now, Fiala was an accomplished oboist and he was born in Bohemia. He eventually went on to serve in the court orchestra, the Elector Maximilian Joseph, and while he was there, he actually secured some great contacts. You know, networking is all that there is. He met up with Mozart, and Mozart helped him to secure a position back in 1778 after the death of the Elector. Now, Fiala's other musical journeys took him to Vienna and St. Petersburg, where he worked in the court of Catherine the Great. We're going to listen to the opening movement, the Allegro, from his concerto in B-flat for oboe and orchestra. This is a great performance by Ingo Gorycki. He's joined by the members of the Polish Chamber Orchestra.
Thank you.
What a cadenza! Way to hit those high notes. That was Ingo Goretzky on oboe, joined by the members of the Pulse Chamber Philharmonic, and that was the opening allegro from Fiala's Oboe Concerto in B flat. And you have been listening to Classical Chaos here on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver, Canada. I'm Marguerite. And I do want to thank you for listening this morning, and of course, you have to stay tuned to Shukshukta, Ethiopian News Radio and Culture, with the very talented Worku. It's coming up next until noon. I guarantee he'll get you dancing. I'm going to leave you now with the sounds of Mercedes Sosa. Till next Sunday at 9 a.m., looking forward to it.
Y dale alegría, alegría a mi corazón. Es lo único que te pido al menos hoy. Y dale alegría, alegría a mi corazón. Y que se enciendan las luces de este amor. Y ya verás turba el aire del lugar. Y ya, ya verás que no necesitaremos nada más. Y dale alegría, alegría a mi corazón. Por favor, y dale alegría, alegría a mi corazón. Que si me das alegría, estoy mejor. Y ya verás, la sombra que aquí estuvieron no estará. Necesitaremos nada más. Dale alegría, alegría a mi corazón. Es lo único que te pido.